What's going on, folks? How are you guys doing? It's another week, another podcast. I feel like I've been away from you guys for a while now. I feel like there was too much time or something. I gotta see about doing those little mini podcasts in between more or something like that. Maybe that's the problem. I don't know. But I feel like we were apart for too long. How's everybody doing? I had a very, very, very fortuitous week. I had a lot of shit coming down the pipeline. Things finally resolving. And I mean, even in a bad way, even if something doesn't happen, at least it's resolved and I went down that avenue. I think a lot of times that's something that people need to think about. You know, if you get into this game, especially in the creative game, everybody and their mother wants to do something. You know, everybody wants to work with you and let's do this and let's do that. Hey, man, let's go and blah, you know, and there's all these ideas and stuff like that. And easily that can really turn into a pain that could turn into something that later on, for whatever reason, you're just going to be, you know, it just doesn't happen. A lot of people are a lot of talk. You got to accept that. There's a lot of talk out there. Everybody has an idea and a thing and dude, we're going to do it and nothing happens. So you got to accept that. That's just part of the fucking cycle, you know, and this is how you prove who are people who they are. You know, so there's a lot of people that will always make promises and talk to you and tell you, hey, man, and this and that. And when this happens, dude, I'm going to be there. And when shit happens, whatever, you know, we got to really think about it's not just that them, but think about those who did show up. Think about those who did support you. Think about those who did do the work. That's what's going to prove it. So sometimes a negative, you can make it a positive. If you see that somebody sucks, now you know they suck. You know, now it's one of those things that you can really, you know, use. I mean, you know, this is not an endorsement too much to other things, but I remember being a kid and having, like, long hair and the fucking metal shirts and the shit like that. And my mom would tell me, well, they're going to judge you by your looks. They're going to fucking tell you, you know, that's how they're going to treat you. And I go, that's great. Because now I know they're an asshole and I don't need to deal with them. That's awesome. This is even more of a reason to dress how I'm dressing. Because if I have to deal with somebody like that, and even now, you know, there's times I have to be a little bit more professional because I'm doing something or anything else. Obviously, I'm not going to go to a wedding in shorts or something. But even now, I'm a simple guy. I'm a t-shirt and shorts kind of guy. You know, I'm not even a t-shirt and jeans guy. I'm shorts. You should see how people react when I put on jeans or pants. Everybody's like, what? What's going on? Like, is there a wedding? Like, what? Why the formality? You know, your legs are hiding. But it's kind of great because sometimes I think people don't see me coming. And I like that. They don't see what I'm doing. They don't see what I'm putting together. And then they talk to me and they're like, oh, shit. And by the same token, those people that are assholes who may have judged me or dismissed me over something as silly and stupid as a fucking shirt, then cool. Now I don't have to deal with them. So it's you know, you gotta be able to take these negatives and turn them into positives, man, because there's just so much negativity out there. And it's not that things are bad. People are fucking bad. That's the thing. It's the thing that gets me. It's like sometimes, like, it's like when I explain zombies, sometimes the biggest danger isn't the fucking zombies. It's the people. Those are the people, you know, you have to watch out for. You know, Cubans have a saying, you know, that, you know, Lo muerto no pueden hacer nada. Son lo vivo que tener cuidado. In other words, the dead can't do shit. Spirits and ghosts and all that shit, that can't do anything. They're fucking dead. They can't do anything else. The living, now those fuckers, that's the ones you have to watch out for. So, you know, it's always about turning shit around and trying to do stuff. But on that note, I mean, there's been a couple of cool things that I've had to work around and everything else. So hopefully starting next week, I'll have a separate podcast. I'm going to be doing the Fuakata Comic Review Show, and I am going to be reviewing comics and stuff like that on Wednesdays, and this will be hosted on the Florida Geek Scene. You will still probably get it through the Podomatic. You will still probably get it through our root thing, but the main part of it and everything I'm going to be putting together is going to be on FloridaGeekScene.com, which is a great website for everything that's happening comic book-wise, geek-wise, in the Florida area. I've been working with Scott and Mike, and I've done a couple of things with them, and I'm like, always, I'm one of those guys that comes in and comes out. I come in and do an article or two, and then I leave for 6 months and then come back. I wish I could work harder and better for them, you know, but these guys have been really fucking cool with me, and we were just batting back and forth about doing more stuff for the for the website. I think it's like a necessary thing. Like, it needs to happen. It needs to be more press for all the stuff that's happening out here in Florida. I mean, we're really... There's a lot of talent here, man. There's a lot of fucking talent here. There's a lot of good shit going on. There is a comic scene. There's a comic scene, not only fans, but there are also creators. I mean, you guys go out there, man, and see some of these artist alley tables. There's some good shit happening. They just need to be more of it and more aware of it. And so, like, that we can build a cycle and we can build this thing, you know? I'm flexing my hands in the air. Hopefully you can hear that or something. So that's one thing I'm going to be start doing next week, working out all the kinks on that and everything else. For you guys that were asking about the Indiegogo, I'm still working that out because my biggest problem with it is that I guess the minimum is $500. I still got to fiddle around and see if I can get under that. And I feel like that's way too much money just for the portable gear kind of thing. Unless I was actually going to buy another computer to run it on, then that would be great just to have a laptop and a mic dedicated to the portable gear situation. I'm going to see what I can do with that. I'm going to see if I can expand on that and see if it can go into it because I really do. I have a kind of a setup now. The computer is just really old and I feel like it's going to take a shit at any point down now, that laptop. So I can do like portable stuff because I'm going to be doing a couple of panels coming up at Florida MegaCon. And I wanted to see about recording those panels. It's going to be the indie film panel and the indie comic book panel. So I think like it would be really cool if I can capture that and put it on here for you guys to listen to for whoever might not make it. I'm going to be posting some of the facts about that and everything that on the website so you guys can follow along. And you know, if you're at the con, come and see us, you know. And so that's one of the things I wanted to do with it. So with the Indiegogo, I'm going to still see about pushing it. I think we can do it. I don't know. I'm not comfortable taking so much money from people. I've done it before for the comic book stuff as Creature, but for me personally, that's kind of weird. But hopefully if we do the 500, what I can also do is try to expand on here. So I'm going to need, you know, like, because I'll need more bandwidth. I'll need more space on Podomatic. Luckily, you know, it's working great with iTunes. It's working great, but maybe we can expand into SoundCloud. I'm looking for sponsorship now for that. I might have some sponsorship to get that account fully going. We already have one episode on SoundCloud. I'm going to be putting the other episodes on there. And so hopefully that'll all come together on that thing. And as far as conventions and stuff, this weekend you guys can find me at GeekFest. It's going to be Saturday and Sunday, March 21st to the 22nd at FAU, 777 Glades Road, Boca Raton, Florida. It's going to be my first con for a while. I've been out of it because just so many things have been going on. But I will be there doing commissions. I'm going to be there with Creature Entertainment. Hopefully we'll have a couple of other artists with us, and we're going to be drawing away the day. Come on down, join us and everything else. I think there's going to be a lot of cosplay guests. This is brought to you by UltraCon. So what happens is, I know with UltraCon and with Irving, there's just going to be a ton of cosplay and a ton of other stuff. So I'll probably put some information on the website for you guys to find out more, and I'll probably put it on the commercial later on. And, well, what else are we going to be talking about today? I think it's just going to be a couple of things, but I think mostly it's going to be about people in comics. And I say people in comics because then the question becomes, and I hate it when it's kind of posed like that, is women in comics. And they do it with like a question mark, like it's a question, like, ho, this is crazy. And I think I'm going to probably talk about that for a little bit.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think, oh, bandage up yours! 1, 2, 3, 4!
Bye.
So, like, easily this could be a disclaimer, I guess. And I could go into the detail of, like, all right, what's a guy talking about women in comics in his podcast? But I think it's something that I think it's just about accessibility in comics. And is it a controversy or not? And I think it is. I think to a certain degree it is. But it's not the kind of controversy that people are making it out to be. I mean, first and foremost, when anybody kind of posts it and be like, women in comics, ? What? You know, like, who? How? It's kind of fucking stupid and offensive. Because, I mean, why not women in comics? I'm all for it. I'm glad it's happening. We need it. It has to happen. And the more people involved, the better. And it's just people, you know? I think it's as valid as anything else. Now, is it comics still a boy club? Probably, yeah, to the most part, it is. I mean, from what I've seen at the cons and everything else, it's mostly males and everything else. But the female fans are the best fans. I mean, it's even proven. I remember being at a panel last year, and they were talking about how male comic book customers compared to female comic book customers. And one of the things they saw within the pattern of it was that most males will go to a shop, buy something, go to a shop, buy something. Now, female customers, they tend to shop around, go in, visit. But after a while, by the third visit, they come in and they'll buy a lot. And so it kind of evens out. So even the female-male customer, the female customers need it too. So what is the controversy? What is the outrage? And I think what it is that a lot of people, one half of it, there's a half of it that, as far as a lot of people that are out there that argue, will say it's about making this into a controversy for the sake of making a controversy. And the other one is about the actual real controversy that it is, the real problem that it is right now. And the reason being is that there's a lot of noise out there. And the reason being is that they're picking up any kind of garbage that's on the internet and running with it. I mean, some things are just small. Like, some things like when female Thor came out, fuck, you know, like how many people could go ape shit over female Thor? I mean, it was ridiculous. You know, it was just like, all right, this is just a new arc. It's, you know, something new and different. I kind of dug it. I liked the idea of it. The mystery of it has been very interesting. I've been really kind of watching that and seeing how it goes and everything. But where was the controversy? Where was the problem, you know? And where was it? Because people paid attention to every fucking stupid, idiotic thing that people had to say on the internet about it. You know, and you know that there's people out there that are going to bitch and complain and going to do horrible shit and say horrible shit for the sake of horrible shit. I mean, I know it's sometimes like, well, as far as the news media and everything, it's because, you know, people are going to pay attention to that and they want to make news. But for a lot of creators out there, you know, I just wonder why even pay attention to it. You know somebody's going to say something. You know somebody's going to try to bring you down because they got nothing fucking better to do. But, you know, and it's just something that's so ridiculous. But I think it's about the exclusivity of this. And I think a lot of times it needs to be about the participation. It shouldn't be about who you exclude or who's really involved or who's in it. You know, my own girlfriend, I mean, she's had problems going to cons. She's gone to cons and she feels uncomfortable. She feels that at times it's more of that kind of weird boys club aspect of it. And I go, is it boys club or is it because of the nerdity of it? Because there's the other side of it too. A lot of people feel superior and asshole-ish being at a con because they're finally in a space where they have some superiority, where the rest of their lives outside of a con or a comic book shop, they have no superiority. They're walking around with their heads hung low because they're a fanboy and that's all there is. And they don't have a multifaceted personality like, you know, a normal person kind of thing, you know? I think it's just a stupid controversy. I think it's just a dumb thing. Now, is there hate? Yeah, man, there is hate. But I think a lot of you got to work through that. I think a lot of it, you got to work through it. And I mean, it's not relative, but it's one of those things where I look at Latinos in comics, and I think it's a nil issue. I want to see more Latinos in comics, and I've seen it. I've seen people out there, and we go to cons, and we hook up with people, and we're talking to them, and, hey, que bola, and it's funny, because we're the Cuban guys, and there's the Mexican guys, and there's some Puerto Ricans, and Dominicans and guys making comics, and it's cool, you know? And but I wouldn't call out and say, oh, man, oh, Latin people should just support Latin artists, and that's it. No, man, make some good work and have fans overall. You know, this is the same as the argument of, like, having an African-American History Month, you know? Why? African-American history is American history. Why should we exclude that? I don't want a Latin History Month. I don't want, you know, any other kind of month. I want American history. This is, we're all in this together. And to go from macro to micro, it's the same thing. I want that for comics. And it shouldn't be about male or female creator. It should be about good shit. Who's making good shit? Who's doing stuff that's awesome that I can really get into? So-and-so? Awesome. I'm going to follow them. No matter who they are or what they are. Now, that all being said, there are fucking assholes out there. And I think there is an adversarial aspect of it. I remember being at a Wizard World Chicago, I think it was, some time back. And we were there, and the guy next to us who was, you know, selling, you know, fucking stolen DVDs and shit, you know, Jack DVDs and everything. He was like, oh, man, look at all these girls with the cosplay and bullshit and everything else. They're just kind of ruining it for everybody. I remember when it was just guys. And I kind of turned around to him, and I said, what the fuck are you talking about? That's the worst fucking thing that... I remember when comics was a sausage fest, and it was part of the reason why I left, you know? I just didn't want to be where there wasn't a diversity. It wasn't fun. Why the hell would I want to be in something where it's just guys? And for what? But that's the mentality. And it's just a lot of old people need to die kind of thing, you know? A lot of people that are from that kind of caste system, that kind of way of thinking, it needs to go away. And they're finding that out. The comic shops are finding that out. The conventions are finding that out. You don't want that. You don't need that. Change. You got to change with it and go with it and just like, embrace it. It's good. It's a good thing. We're growing. We're becoming something more. So it's so null and void and dumb, the argument of it, you know? But I mean, that being said too, I mean, even if you wanted to make an argument of it and everything else, look how awesome some of these artists and creators are out there. I mean, you look at Gail Simone, amazing fucking writer. Amanda Connor, amazing writer, amazing artist. They're doing great fucking work. I mean, some of my favorite people, the artist that I go, oh shit, I'm picking up whatever they do, is like Becky Cloonan. I've been a fan of hers for ages now. I have zines of hers from back in the day. I have comics that she's done. I have so many things that I've done and everything else. Why is my phone going off? Those are the kind of things that I always fucking, you know, just go for it. I mean, I liked. And she just does it. Now she's doing, Gotham Academy. Great looking book. Awesome book. Fun as shit. She's, you know, with the co-creating and everything that she's doing on it, it's awesome. You know, more. I want more from that. So, you know, Fiona Staples does Saga. What else do I have to say about Saga? Saga is a great fucking book. Again, amazing artist. She's so badass. Heidi McDonald, I dig her comics on Comics Alliance. I always look them up, Cater Die. I always look at those. I'm always posting them. If you see on my Twitter and stuff like that, I'm always the one that, you know, talking about it. So it's kind of just strange to see that anybody would make the argument of women in comics. Some other time it's just frustration. I think a lot of guys out there are just frustrated and they need to get laid really bad and really bad and need to get out there. I think that's what it comes down to. Another one I have to mention because I've been a fan of hers for a while now is Faith Erin Hicks. That's another amazing creator. She's really cool. A lot of her books that she's done are just really fun. I remember, let me make sure, I don't want to like pronounce the names wrong. Friends with Boys, amazing comic. And Zombies Calling, amazing comic book also. I liked Friends with Boys a lot. I'm kind of waiting for like a second book of that. I'm gonna make sure if I have that or not, but she has a great style, and storytelling and everything is super awesome. So I mean, that's just a couple of them, and I'm gonna post those on the podcast for you guys to like follow up and look and everything. But the argument is null and void. There shouldn't be an argument anymore. Just shut the fuck up already, and just don't. And if not, ladies, you're out there, do your thing, make comics. The one thing I would say, you know, ladies, go and support comics. I think it's amazing how many women don't go and like, all right, go buy and support. I mean, I don't know so many women that are like, oh, I'm a Wonder Woman fan, but they've never picked up the comic. But that also tends to lead to the whole argument about right now, like, I would say that there's Iron Man fans out there that have never picked up the comic book because they're fans of the movie, not so much the comic book, and they don't know enough about it. But I would say, you know, go out there and pick up those books, pick up these readers, you know, support. And I love that the fact that, you know, you look at what Gail Simone's done and everything else with Captain Marvel and some of these other books that she's done, that there's all these women supporting it. Like, you see it online. I fucking dig that. That's so, you know, awesome. As far as female characters go, I mean, one of my favorite books is Miss Marvel. That's amazing book. I love that book like crazy. I mean, I think it's just such a good, you know, not only like a young adult or anybody to read. I mean, it's fun. It's cool. I feel for the character. I want her to succeed. It's a different culture, you know. I'm really proud of that. Marvel kind of kept going with it. It wasn't like, oh, we're going to make a Muslim girl and she's going to be in a comic. Oh, look at that. It's five issues. Bye. You know, no, she's really part of the universe. She's really kind of converging on everything that's going on. She's part of that whole Inhuman thing. I mean, it's a great book. So, I mean, overall, there's some great shit happening with all the creators out there and with these female creators. And I am glad. I'm so fucking glad. And I think we just need to go out there and support it more and get the word out there. I think you guys need to, you know, make that conscientious effort of just knowing who these people are and seeing their work and then saying, okay, cool, support it, you know, and go to the con and tell them, hey, great work. You know, it's just so you can counteract all the assholes. You know, I know I'm like, one moment I'm saying, you know, it's nothing special, they're just, you know, support a creator. But the other side of it too is, you know, and this is for any creator that you dig or anybody that you like their stuff, tell them, you know, because there's so many negative pieces of shit out there that all they want to do is tear down things. And it just goes down to like that saying, you know, like any jackass can knock down a barn, but it takes an architect to build one. It's the same shit, you know. There's just too many dumbasses out there that rather tear stuff down, you know. And shitty creators are shitty creators, male, female. I mean, as far as shitty goes, it's a par for the course. That's even, you know. That there's a lot of shitty fucking man. Whatever, man. You know they're trying. You know, as long as they're trying and they're trying to make something cool and they're not ripping people off or being a dick, you know, help them out. Try to support them. Give them pointers. Tell them what you want to see. Tell them what they did right and tell them what they did wrong. And like that can build on it. So, I mean, this is kind of a short rant, but I feel like there's not much more to really say about it. You know, the idea of any kind of controversy because a woman is participating in comics or nerd stuff or anything, it's just null and void. It's stupid. It's just, you know, it's just not, it doesn't make any sense. Not even, it doesn't even make business sense. It doesn't make anything. All it turns down to is sexism, you know. And I would say this, the one thing that gets me, and this is the same problem I have with, you know, bullying or anything else, you know, if you're a woman and you go into a comic book shop or you go to a con and somebody makes you feel uncomfortable, somebody makes you feel unwelcome, tell them to go fuck themselves nice and loud. I think there needs to be more women out there telling people, don't fucking do that. You know, I applaud the efforts now of like cosplayers and the ones out there setting the rules and the boundaries and everything else that needs to be done out there for some of the guys, you know, and the ogling and all this other shit, because it's stupid and ridiculous. I mean, and in the same sense, you know, you got women that dress up and cosplay. And hey, look, I'm the first one to say it. We were at one con. I don't want to even mention a name. And a girl was dressed up in a cosplay. I'm not even going to say the cosplay because I don't want to be pointing fingers at anybody. But it was like this kind of horror cosplay that, you know, there was only little bits of clothing on it and everything else. And she's supposed to be. And you know what? Her vagina was totally out. Like, it was just vagine, man. It was just like, look at it. Look at it. And we were, oh my God. Like, I was looking at the fucking ceiling trying to be cool. Like, oh my God, what the fuck is going on? So I know that there's sometimes that weirdness, but it's the same thing, dude. I mean, I have seen, you know, some packages on dudes that I don't need to see, man. I'm just, you know, I'm just like, hey, man, are you sneaking in kielbasa sausages? And oh my God, you know. So there's you know, you got both sides of it. But just because a woman's in a skimpy outfit doesn't mean you treat her like a fucking whore, dude. It doesn't. You don't fucking do that, you know? There's dudes out there that I saw with, like, their fucking six-pack and their pecs out. It's like, dude, if I had that, I would be fucking, like, without a shirt, too. Man, believe me, if I had a six-pack, I'd just be walking around just squeezing oil on it all the fucking time. So if you have this beautiful body and you want to celebrate it and you're fucking okay with it, go for it, you know? You are kind of putting yourself out there for the hecklers, the assholes, the this and that. So you got to get develop that thick skin for it. But by the other side of it, too, that's part of what people are doing and what part of what's going on. And just because you see a woman in it doesn't mean you treat them like shit. And it's amazing. I haven't seen it. I've never seen a lot of the controversy that people have talked about at cons, about guys feeling up women or anything like that. Most of the cosplayers I know are pretty tough cookies on their own. They're pretty fucking on it. You know, like, they're not gonna let shit go out and happen. You know, they're not gonna let shit go. So I never seen it, but it just hearing about it pisses me off. It's just so fucking horrible. And I'm glad that people make a concerted effort at times to make sure that people don't fucking do that, and they don't, you know, leave people feeling like that. They're violating people and or feeling horrible. I mean, that's just shitty of you on your part, and I'm glad there's people being vigilant about it. I mean, this is about fun. This is our culture. We're enjoying this. Let's have fun with this. Let's everybody, you know, crack a fucking smile and be good to each other. Be amiable, you know. Like I said, the best rebellion is not being an asshole, being kind now. Like, that's the big rebellion right now I want to do. You want to rebel? Be cool. Don't be a dick, because everybody, it's too easy to be a dick nowadays. That's par for the course. And I think a lot of it too is the other side of it is it's easy news fodder. I mean, I even looking at some of the sites, it's amazing. Like, yeah, some things are curious. I mean, somebody was complaining about, you know, the one of the Princess Leia variants didn't have Princess Leia on it, and it was just Darth Vader and Luke. And it, to me, it looked like they obviously editorial, oh, we got a variant, where are we gonna stick this, fuck it, put it on the Princess Leia thing. But it is kind of curious to have a variant that doesn't have Princess Leia on it. It just seems like a editorial faux pas. But I don't think it was a controversy. I don't think it was like, look at this, can you imagine what they're fucking doing? I don't think it's that. I think it's just like, meh. I mean, look, you're going to, you know, make an argument that there's, you know, Star Wars covers or, you know, a Darth Vader cover with Leia on it. And why is Leia on it? Who gives a shit? It's not, that's minute. You know, by the other side of it, the other side too is I've had the argument / discussion about, you know, skimpy clothes on women and sexiness and everything else. And this is where I stand on it. Comics, for the most part, like a lot of fiction, is a fantasy. It's exit strategy. It's, you know, something to read to get away from things. So we have idealized forms, you know. I don't complain that Batman is fucking ripped with a six-pack. I don't complain that Wolverine and Superman and Spider-Man is nice and lean, you know? I mean, look at it this way. I mean, the you know, most of the times if the character's overweight, they're Foggy Nelson, which is like, you know, fucking, you know, Daredevil's goofy buddy lawyer guy. Or they're a villain like the Blob or something like that. Or they're some other form. Those things don't matter to me. You know, because I know it's a fantasy. It's a fiction. We're trying to get out of something and be entertained for a second. And so that this cold, cruel, shitty fucking world that tries to crush our dreams all the time, we have a place to escape, have fun, and come back and be relaxed. That being said, as far as women wearing skimpy stuff, I've had a lot of women. I mean, look, if you look at a lot of creature books, you've seen our covers, you've seen our stuff. We have sexy stuff. We have TNA. And I proudly have it. I have no problem with it. Now, I will say this. I have never gone and done a comic that I'm trying to portray women in a horrible light. That I'm doing anything that's sexually, like, assaulting at women or insulting. You know, I've never portrayed women in a horrible fucking thing. I've never portrayed them in a sense of just, you know, horrendous. I mean, even in Tommy, the mom in Tommy, who's a fucking horrible human being, even she's, like, at least funny and somehow something to have fun with. You know, she's a great foil. But I've never gone and degraded her. And I've never gone and used Rhea, who's, like, been on the covers of Ravenous and stuff like that. I've never portrayed her as, just the Sex Bomb. She's a goddess. She's the goddess of death. I mean, look at her. She's just powerful. So I want, I don't mind empowering women in that way, even if she is a villain. But by the other side, Delilah from Zombie Years, is probably the toughest of the group, and is a female character. So I feel that it's one of those things that it's all about portrayal. So I can understand some things and how they're using and everything. And I've seen it, some of the great stuff where it's not like that. And you get to see, like, women being women, and it's fun and it's cool. I'm thinking now of, like, Harley Quinn. I just finished reading most of the, like, the first 30 issues or 20 or 30 issues or so. And they're great, And no matter how you want to look at it, I mean, they were great, and it was a great portrayal. There was no demeaning or kind of put downy kind of thing to it. So I think it's kind of cool that happened, and it was kind of cool that can be done. So I mean, I understand that whole aspect of it. And so the other side of it, the sexiness and everything else, I mean, it's part of it, one of the series that we're working on now was based on a print by Patrick Riley, one of my partners, and it's a Barbarian. We're working on that series, and it's going to be reflective of 80s cartoons and 80s kind of like toy lines and stuff like that, but plus like fantasy barbarian stuff where we have like the fantasy tech kind of weirdo thing, and we're going to mess with that, and we're doing all this stuff. And I was already talking about, like, I want to have somebody that can portray a really hunky wizard for her foil. Like, I want him to be so handsome and beautiful, but he's going to be, because it's that antagonism, that sexy antagonist kind of thing is fun. As much as she's a sexy protagonist, I want a sexy antagonist. And if it's a dude, that's great too. So, I mean, I want something like that so women can go and say, oh, look at this evil dude, but he's so hunky and hot and everything else. I love it, and they can enjoy it. I mean, that's part of the aesthetic that I'm even looking for, past the writing and everything else and past being a product. That's one of the aesthetics I'm looking for. Women like sex as too, the idea that they don't like, they just like it in a different way. Men are just, put it in, bye, kind of thing. But it can still be there. So it's fun as a male creator to try to do that for girls and have them have their fun. I have no problem with that. Like I always say, there's sometimes that you're going to be in stuff, and sometimes people are going to be into your stuff, and sometimes they won't. You can't blame them if they're not. You blame yourself. If some people aren't into your shit, maybe you did something wrong. Or maybe you did it so exclusive that people can't wrap their heads around it. I have at least two comic projects that are going to be like that are fucking Hialeah comic Cuban shit that only people that live here in Miami are gonna get half the fun of it. So I know that when I create that book, I'm not gonna go too far with it, but I really give a shit because I want to create it. But you always have to kind of understand that you got to be present in the project that you're making. So I don't know, I feel like, again, I know some great great fucking female artists that I've worked with or I've talked to or hung out with, and they've been, from Teresa Bramlett and, Banksy and so many other, like, female creators that we know from the road and everything that we've hung out with, and we've, like, it's just one of those things that you always wanted to like, Zipper Tan, who's a cosplayer and an artist, she's fucking cool as shit, you should always go up there and talk to her. Those are the kind of people that, and they're tough girls, and they'll tell me. I mean, I tell them all the time. I always ask them, like, oh, is it out there? What the fuck? And they'll be, like, creepy people, and they always tell me stories and shit. But 90% of the time, it's just fucking cool. And they're tough as shit. Like, I would not fuck. I think Teresa Bramlett could stab you at any time. At any time. She could. I think she carries a razor on her. Ask her. If you ever see her, just be like, do you carry a knife? She probably has. And then she'll stab you. And, So, if anything, she's a scary human being. So, as long as the women in comics question isn't a question anymore, and it's just talking about women in comics, I think we'll be okay. But women in comics ? File that away with the other articles that, like comics, bam, boom, pow, people are making comics kind of thing. And hey, that, as long as we get rid of those articles, that one's done. That's retired. Well, we know comics are happening. So finally, we're off the age of that shit. Let's get past the women in comics ? And And to a certain degree, I would even propose in all of this, you know, the minorities in comics. There are times that I've been invited to do minority in comics panels and stuff like that. And I don't mind doing them. I you know, promotion is promotion, so I'm going to be a whore and go anywhere. But by the other side of it, too, I'm the first one to be like, do the fucking work. Do the work. Do it awesome. Don't let them know if it's a female artist or a male artist or a Latin artist or a black artist. Just let them know it's an artist, a creator that's badass. That just be undeniably good and just don't pay attention to shit. As long as you do that, I think you're going to be fine. And I always try to instill that in every time I've done a panel of that caliber, you know, as far as hope and everything else. And I've luckily seen some great female creators come out of that and what I've done. So I'm really happy. I might list even more female creators on there because there's other people locally too, like Heather Rothman. What's up, girl? She's another great, beautiful person that she went to our panels years ago. We, you know, pumped her up. I pumped her up with the lie of making comics being a great thing. It's horrible. And she believed me, the fool. And she's starting to make her comics and going out there to the cons. And I'm like so fucking proud of her. And I see her group of people, her company, and they're out there fucking kicking ass. And that's awesome too. You know, I think that's what we need to do more of. And just to cancel out all the bullshit, you know, cause they, Shit talking is shit talking. You know, people can very, if you can be easily offended by somebody coming up to you and I hate to say it, but calling you a cunt, don't do this then, because they're going to do it. They know how to hurt you. They know how to bullshit you. I've never had it, but if somebody came to me and didn't more like my work because I'm a spick, I'd laugh. I mean, I'd actually laugh. I'd be like, you dirty fucking spick, why are you making comics? I'd laugh my fucking ass off. Because that's an ignorant, stupid fucking person, and I don't need to pay attention to him. That's just crazy, and you don't pay attention to crazy. Because if you do, you'll go crazy yourself. And that's the same thing. Leave these fuckers alone. Let them die out. You know, make fun of them. Point at them and say, look at this asshole. And keep going on. And as far as the industry is changing. It'll get better. I mean, I think the problem for women in comics is reflective of women overall right now. And it's something they have to very much fight for and they have to go forward. You know, the other day, I think I was talking to my niece, and my niece has this problem where when they're playing a game, has to be the game that she wants to play, and then she changes the rules, and then she does that, and I just said to her, darling, stop being so bossy and just play the game, you know, just be cool. And my girl was kind of like, hey, babe, you know, like, don't call her the B word. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I looked at her like, oh, shit, did I say something wrong? Like, I thought something slipped out. She goes, no, you said bossy. I'm like, dude, bossy's not a fucking word to be, like, worried about. Like, now there's a thing about, oh, women being bossy, if they're bossy or not, and this and that. There's no, you know, first off, to have a campaign to say, don't call women bossy, it sounds bossy, so that sounds horrible already. I've seen the thing about it. That already sounds bad. But, I mean, it's just about don't be so damningly assertive. Don't be, and that's for anybody. Don't be a pain in the ass. You know, that's for anybody. A man can be bossy, too. I'd be the first one to turn around on a man. It's like, what's up with your bossy ass, you know? So I don't think that's a real thing to get into, because then it's like you're already alerting people to the fact that, oh, if you're assertive, then that's a thing now. And you don't want to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, it feels like it's already a trap. I think women being assertive shouldn't be a problem, as long as you're assertive in the right way. That's a thing. One thing is not to henpeck and not to say something 20 times when you want to say something. That's different. But men and male and female do that. I've seen men that are like, total pains in the ass to work with, and they're just like, no man, you don't need this, and they're like, well, bro, what the fuck is your problem, you know? So it's relatively not a thing. I think women can be assertive and do whatever, just be right about it. that goes for anybody. Like, to me, that's like, why is that a case just for women? I'm like, can we have some men on this? Because some men need to learn what the difference it is to be fucking assertive and another thing to be a pain in the ass. So I think those are just realms and stuff that are substrates. I don't know. I don't know if that's real or not. I think there's some things that are more real. I understand for African-American females, it's different. For black females, it's different. For black men, it's different. That is something that's really real. I think racism is a very... Sexism is a very real thing. Racism is a very real thing. I think it's just about asserting. And I think when they go after people for doing Oscar speeches and saying, oh, you didn't mention gay people or black people and you didn't mention white people, it's just silly. It's nitpicking and does nothing for your cause. That does nothing. All you're doing is causing enough problems to get away from the real problem. You know, you're describing the water and watching somebody drown, you know? And so I think as long as you can get away from that, you'll be great. But that being said, I mean, there's also cool Twitter accounts like Black Girl Nerds. I follow them. They're awesome. I love seeing them when they post anything. I'll probably post a link to Black Girl Nerds because I love it, because they'll be like talking about a show or something, and they're always fucking right on about a show. I really, you know, they, you know, I won't even be watching the show. Then I'll check their Twitter feed, or their Twitter feed will come up on my thing, and I'll be like, oh, dude, that's all right. that's so correct. That is really cool or badass. So, I mean, that's the thing, man. So I think you should make a concerted effort to go out there and explore different creators, any creators out there. But, you know, female creators and everything else, you know, there is a little bit of a climb. There is a little bit of a problem for them. But a lot of it is paying attention to the lowest, dumbest denominator factor out there. Don't listen to those fucking people. Do what you're doing and be amazing. Be the amazing thing you are. Be the amazing person that you are. And go out there. That's what you have to do. That's the main point and period. Go past the gender. You know, fuck being male or being female or being black or being Latin or anything. Just be amazing. And then people will, after that, that's when I'll realize anything else, you know? So I think it's cool, though. I think we're in a fun time, though. I think this is an awesome time to be in comics. I think there's really... I'm always excited about it. I'm always like, come around, and every time, you know, things are kind of meh. Nah, it's a good time to be in comics. You know, it's pretty cool. You know, now go buy some. That's our show. I want to thank our new sponsors, I guess Florida Geek Scene. And if you need to know anything more about my stuff, you can always go to creatureentertainment.com. We're posting more stuff and everything. This week, Ravenous should be out on the stands. Go to your local comic book shop. Tell them, I need Creature Entertainment's Ravenous right now. And have them order and pick that up for you. They should be in all the local comic shops. I wanted to thank also a lot of you guys talked about the Reverie sketches that I put up on Facebook, and I think I put two already through Instagram. That is the Reverie sketch group. You can find that on Facebook. It's run by the amazing Jeff DeCow, who's an amazing artist. You know him from the cover artist for Marvel, for Avengers World, and for a couple of other projects. He's also done some covers for us here at Creature Entertainment. You know, if you're in the Miami area, you want to go sketch a really cool model. He tends to always have these great fucking models come out, and they're dressed up and everything, and have a good time. Just drink some beer and talk shit with some local artists. It's the best thing to go to. Just look for the Reverie Sketch Group. You can see the hashtag online also. The hashtag is Reverie Sketch Group. And look up everything there. If you want to support the podcast, we have a little donation button on the Podomatic. Feel free to donate. I'm trying to see about, again, doing the Indiegogo just to raise some money. Probably expand this operation a little bit, do a couple of more podcasts, and have more broadband and weight to get it out there. But you can also go to fwacata.com, F-W-A-C-A-T-A, and buy some of our stuff on there. You know, you can buy prints, buy t-shirts. Yeah, I have stuff on Society 6, on Redbubble. You can also go to the Creature Entertainment store and order some of my books. You can go to my Etsy store and order prints directly from me, which I'll sign and everything else, and commission me for artwork. So, I mean, there's a lot of ways you can help support the podcast and help support me and help this thing keep going. You can always hit up our voicemail at 806-414-JUAN. That's 806-414-JUAN. And leave a voicemail. Let me know what you want me to cover or talk about or what have you. And again, so probably sometime next week, I'll probably start doing a review show. I'll do a couple of mini casts. I have a couple of comics that I've like reviewed that I think that I've read that are really cool, and I want to review them, and I want to talk to you guys about them, get you guys reading those. And I'll be posting all the links online and on this site and on Fwacata if you want to check out any of those. And just, you know, let me know what's going on. As always, I am your esteemed host, Juan Navarro. And see you guys probably sometime later this week. Bye.
GeekFest 2015 is coming. Sponsored by UltraCon. GeekFest in Florida. Saturday, Sunday, March 21st and 22nd. Featuring Sammy Chainsaw Taylor. Powwow Show, Stacy Hawkins, the 1701st Fleet, Belle Share, Dahlia Thomas. Miggy Jagger. And dozens more. Saturday, Sunday, March 21st at FAU in Boca Raton. Geek Fest is coming. Sponsored by UltraCon of South Florida.